A review mission from the international regulator, the Kimberley Process, is scheduled to travel to southeastern Zimbabwe Tuesday, where they will inspect the controversial diamond fields in the Marangi area. Three companies are mining diamonds in a small section of Marangi. They include two Zimbabwean companies, backed by South African and Mauritian financiers, and a Chinese company. The Kimberley Process banned the legal sale of diamonds from Zimbabwe because of claims of gross human rights abuses in the diamond fields, problems with smuggling, and a lack of security for the rough stones. The Kimberley Process was formed 6 years ago to end trade in conflict diamonds. Since then, some aspects of the international regulator's demands have been cleaned up. Now the Kimberley Process says, providing the situation has improved and that stones are properly audited, all rough stones mined from May 28 through August 1 can be legally sold on Wednesday. There has been much debate within the Kimberley Process about human rights abuses allegedly committed in the diamond fields. Several international human rights groups say the diamond fields have been militarized and that President Robert Mugabe's security forces ultimately control the Marangi area. Other groups, such as Global Witness, say there are still outstanding issues. One of them involved diamond rights investigator Farai Magoo, who was held by police in poor conditions for more than a month in June. He is now out on bail in eastern Zimbabwe. But the Attorney General's office has accused Magoo of publishing false statements about Marangi diamond operations which are detrimental to Zimbabwe. Magoo's reports claimed serious allegations of human rights abuses and led to the ban on sales of stones from Marangi. Tendai Biti, Movement for Democratic Change finance minister in the inclusive government, recently called for the stones to be sold legally. He says the government has received no funds from Marangi stones, allegedly smuggled out of Zimbabwe and sold in Mozambique. Abby Chikani, a South African appointed by the Kimberley Process as Zimbabwe monitor, says Zimbabwe's controversial diamonds should now be allowed to be certified and sold. Hyam Evan Zohar, a respected Israeli diamond analyst, while acknowledging alleged human rights abuses at the Marangi diamond fields, has called for the legal sale of the controversial stones. Zohar says they represent 25% of the world's diamonds. The diamond analyst is currently in Zimbabwe representing the World Diamond Council. Part of the area now being mined in Marangi belongs to a British-registered company, African Consolidated Resources, according to a Harare High Court order in September last year. Company officials say they want Zimbabwe to benefit from the sale of the diamonds, but they may seek payments proportionate to the sale of stones from its small diamond fields in Marangi. The Marangi diamond fields are in an extremely poor part of Zimbabwe, which has long had hunger problems. The UN Children's Fund, or UNICEF, recently did an assessment of the nutritional status of Zimbabwe's children under five. A medical researcher with UNICEF tells VOA that 70% of children under five have stunted growth because of insufficient nutrition, and that the Marangi area has some of the country's worst malnutrition problems. UNICEF insiders suggest the hunger problem is being made worse by disruptions and violence linked to the diamond mines. The Zimbabwe National Army sent in helicopter gunships to fire over informal miners in October 2008. Human rights groups say about 200 people may have been killed in Marangi during these raids. Many more were arrested and beaten up, allegedly by members of the National Police and Army. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.